name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The reign of love is ours forever. Forever. The question is asked sometimes, whether directly or indirectly, does Steve use the real Bible? I studied 6 years of Greek and the New Testament. I studied 5 years of Hebrew to read the Hebrew Scriptures. I studied 2 years of Latin and 3 years of German, because God is a German Lutheran. At least we were taught that. And all of those studies to be placed deeply in touch, but with a never-ending wisdom, of the truth that the Word of God is alive, healing, transforming, and at work among us today. Luther had this most beautiful image. He said, the Bible is the manger for the baby. The baby is that Word alive, transforming us. And it's all about the baby. Not how many verses you've memorized. For freedom, Christ has set us free. How shall we live into that freedom? The classic Reformation of 500 years ago had a profound impact on the lives of people throughout Northern Europe. Education became precious, and especially the education of women. A deep and radical commitment to that, as well as the education of children. Sciences were accepted and worked with. The people had a radical political change. It changed the entire lives of the Western world. Music and arts flourished in new ways. And the seeds of what became democracy were sown. That's a lot. It hit people in the guts. It made a difference. And everything changed. But the church today is drifting, shrinking, barely even a sidebar anymore, right? Not an influencer in the culture. And there's a whole variety of reasons for this, which I'm not going to get into today. But what are those reforming movements that we need to pay attention to from within ourselves and around? What is that which will strike the hearts and the core of people once again to awaken this sense of freedom for which we have been made? I'd like to speak about one thing in particular, and that is our very notion and understanding and experience of God has gotten warped. In the earliest days of the church, the Trinity, the communion in union, the community God, was what was vitalizing the lives and faith of people. That God was on the move, constantly creating and renewing the people, the times, the possibilities. But we have shrunken God over the centuries and reduced God to God the Father Almighty. Do not get in his way. And we treat Jesus with the same kind of thing. He's a solitary, he's exalted, he's exceptional. But it's a one-man show. And the best you can do is follow from a distance. And I mean, you people need to stay back, way back, when you follow Jesus, right? Because you're not good enough. You know that, Josie, admit it. The distancing. And the Holy Spirit, who? Irrelevant. Right? What? I don't get it. It has been this shrinking which has shrunken us. And we miss the vitality of the God, this Abba Ima, the hidden one, yet always present, who has birthed the whole cosmos through love, desires us to live in that love, but who most profoundly is the Father, the Mother of the Son. That's the crucial thing. That Son who becomes incarnate, that love becomes real among human beings, can be experienced, understood, lived into. And the core of Jesus' life is the intimacy with the Abba Ima. He is constantly praying and contemplating and going into the wilderness to recenter himself in the depth of that relationship which he wants for all of us. And that's been the missing part. He lives this life in order that the bounty of that intimacy, that deep down sense of knowing who we are, might become ours. And he gets crucified for it. Because we really resist loving each other, don't we? Don't push us that far. We want to be loved, but I don't know about loving other folks. Right? And the Holy Spirit, who calls, enlightens, sanctifies, dances innovation, creativity, possibility into our lives through that overflowing love, is, as I said, often written out as opposed to being the core experience of our faith. Now, we have begun to experience some of these things in the community at peace, which is marvelous. I like the insight which says we don't gather to just hear a message, we gather to share the message. And that's happening, thank God. But here is the blatant truth that sets us free. God needs us. And the congregation said, amen. What? Right? It's both those extremes. God needs us. We know we need God. Actually, everybody on the planet knows they need God down deep. Times of crisis. Yeah, there are no atheists. Get over it. But that God needs us. This is what Jesus' work is informing us and inviting us into. That God needs who we are. That's the most important thing about us. God needs who we are to be manifested in this world, in this time. That's why we're here, to innovate and create with what we know, what we love, what we've been given, to bring blessings to folks in all kinds of circles, small ways and large. God needs us. Can we take that in? What God needs are persons. We live in a society filled with individuals, right? That's the constant temptation. Put your act together, Frank, and leave me alone. Isolated, alienated individuals who aren't sure what the point is anymore. To become a person means needing other persons. It's moving into wholeness in order to relate to people, to sentient beings, to the earth. The relationship becomes everything. Because we are not just these isolated skin bags. No, we're so much more. So here's the invitation on Reformation Sunday. Three things. One, try to see everything in the face of God. That's why we need to pray and contemplate. What? Try to see all in God and God in all. Let that become the guiding practice. It's not easy, but try. Second thing is, yearn for what God yearns for. As we pray in the Lord's Prayer, your yearning be done on earth as it is in heaven. I do not like the translation, your will be done, because it sounds like a Marine colonel. And it's all about obeisance and compliance. That's not what the text says. Believe me, I've studied those languages. Your yearning be done. The ache of your heart, O God, the longings with which you live for us, O God, may I be in touch with those yearnings too. And the third thing is, try to bring love to every situation you encounter. That's a lot. It's good enough. Sometimes it works. Oftentimes it doesn't. It's okay. Just try. Try and bring that love to every situation possible. Then you will be experiencing, as the prophet Jeremiah said, the God who no longer lives just out and beyond, but from within. From within, I will plant my love in their hearts. From the least to the greatest, they shall know me from within. You shall be my people. I shall be your God. We are one. That's the real Bible. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.